Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
Do you use lotion at night? After
no.
You like, do you, like when you shower and stuff?
I don't use lotion, period.
You don't use lotion?
No.
Really?
I don't know if you've noticed, but I have a penis.
I know you do.
I don't use lotion.
Okay. I didn't realize that that particular body part precluded you from using lotion.
It absolutely does.
I thought boys get dry skin too, don't
no,
they?
No, but they don't use lotion
for
it.
Oh, okay. Well,
boys only use lotion for one thing, and I ain't talking about that on the radio.
Oh, my God. All righty then. Okay, here's what I'm asking. Because at night, when I shower, girls put lotion on.
Well, yeah, they're girls.
Well, yeah.
And that's okay.
Sure. Well, it always takes, I guess I put a lot of lotion on because it always takes a while for me to dry.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, Darren, because he always comes in and lays down with me till I fall asleep. And he like watches TV because I like the light and the noise,
yes,
you know, and
right.
It puts me to sleep.
Uh-huh.
And so last night he was, you know, he put his hand on my arm and he goes, "Ooh, you're still drying." I was like, "What are you talking about?" And he goes, "Every night you always, it's like paint drying. I have to wait to touch your, you know, to touch you. Because you've got like, you know, lotion all over you."
Yeah.
"And I've got to wait for you to dry." And he goes, "And it's there's a specific drying period." And I was like, "Oh, okay, I didn't know that."
Yeah.
So,
or else he slides off. It's true.
And so I didn't know if other people who use lotion have that problem, that drying off period.
Well, yeah, if they use a lot of it.
I didn't realize I was using so much.
Uh-huh.
It didn't occur to me that I was using that much. But yeah, I guess I am.
Mm.
I guess I am.
Mm-hmm.
So
a little bit goes a long way, man. It's like that old commercial, "Little dabble, do you?"
A little dabble, do you?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just hilarious. I had no idea that
you already bathe. There's no need to bathe twice. It's like it's like that, you know, the guy who over colognes himself.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
that's
just
true.
Just a little,
just
squirt.
One little
that's
squirt.
All you need. That's all you need. That's right. The little squirt. That's all you need, Trisha.
The little spritz.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you don't need to rub so much on you like, you know, like we're basting you before we put you in the oven. There's no need for that.
Well, all these years, I had no idea. All these years, there's like a drying period before he can, like, you know, comfortably hold my hand or whatever.
Yes, because then it's like, ew. You know? you know, like when you put on wet socks.
I've never put on a wet sock.
Well, if you've ever put on a wet sock, you know what I mean. It's just, you're like, ew. So, yeah, I can imagine how it would be like, ew.
Yeah, yeah. Because he did do the ew.
Mm-hmm.
He did. He was like, oh, you haven't dried yet.
No. Yeah, no. So, yeah, good for him.
Lord. All righty then.
And now you know, like, if you're, like, mad at him and you want to be passive-aggressive.
Right, put way more lotion on.
Way more. And then he'll avoid touching you.
There you go.
And you're like, cool, mission accomplished.
Now I can go to sleep.
That's right. That's right, yeah. Yeah. When that headache excuse gets old.
Right.
Just
too much lotion.
Lather yourself. How about that, Khalid?
Aw.
Do you love him, love him?
Totally.
Or do you love him, love him?
Just, I mean, that kid, at every turn, he's just a sweet kid.
Yesterday, he surprised a whole bunch of kids at Crockett Elementary in Central El Paso. Like over 500 of them.
Yeah.
Got a present from Santa Khalid.
Aw.
I know, right?
So cute.
Yeah, you know, his mom had been working on this since Thanksgiving. Yeah, you know, she's the one that organized the event.
Right.
And she'd been working on this thing since Thanksgiving, calling around, you know, certain schools, see what's up, ran them by Khalid. Khalid decided that it was going to be Crockett Elementary.
Mm-hmm.
And then he showed up yesterday and he handed out over 500 Christmas presents.
So sweet.
Wasn't that awesome? Here's a guy who wasn't even born and raised in El Paso. But he's adopted El Paso as his hometown.
Yeah.
This is what he had to say.
Even though I'm not predominantly from here and I've only been here for a couple of years, I feel like this is definitely a home for me. And so to see the smiles on all the kids' faces when I gave them all the gifts is something that I'll carry with me wherever I go.
That was pretty cool. And I also saw on his Twitter account that I don't know if it's the same place, because I can't imagine that an elementary school would have a daycare. But I also saw some tweets from people who thanked him for showing up to their kids' daycare and handing out presents. I think it's two separate things that he did.
I don't know if it is or not, but I know some schools do have daycares.
Do they?
Yeah.
But an elementary school?
I don't know.
God, I hope not. Unless it's for the teachers only.
I know.
And then also, congratulations to Ryan Gonzalez. Lost among the hustle and bustle of yesterday morning was El Pasoan Ryan Gonzalez, who is on the Mexican version of The Voice.
Right.
And Sunday night, the kid made it onto the finals. So he's one of eight that could become Mexico's The Voice champion. And he did it singing a Charlie Puth song. Yeah, you know, I was watching one of those illegal videos on YouTube.
Oh, uh-huh.
he surprised all the judges because he's never done anything but, you know, sing. And Sunday he broke into the robot.
Oh,
for
cool.
a couple of seconds.
Oh, how fun.
And all the judges were like, hey.
Singing and dancing.
Right, right, yeah. And so he's made it onto the finals, where Sunday, this coming Sunday, it'll be in the hands of the viewing public. The viewing public votes on all of these contestants, and whomever the viewing public decides is the Mexican The Voice champion.
Wow. I mean, he's just right there, step away.
He could possibly be the Voice champion of Mexico.
Very cool.
I know, right? That was pretty cool. It was very cool. So congratulations, Ryan, and good luck on Sunday night. Kiss FM. Did you see and read about that mysterious object in space?
No. Oh, that really weird-looking meteor or something?
Yeah.
Somebody said something about, and I didn't get a chance to watch it, but it was actually on a reputable news source. They said something about it's proof of alien technology or something?
Something like that. Yeah. No, what it is reportedly astronomers are going to use one of the world's largest telescopes to see if they can find signs of alien technology.
Well, why would they think that in the first place?
I don't know. Maybe they think it's a spaceship disguised as a rock or something, disguised as a meteor to try to get close to Earth or something. I don't know. I'm not really up on the story. I just thought it was fascinating and interesting because my wife always makes fun of me because I believe in aliens. Well, I believe that the truth is out there.
I believe so too.
And she makes fun of me all the time.
What?
It's like the other day we were at my favorite bar and I think I was talking about football to her because we were watching a game. I think I was talking to her about Carson Wentz, the Philadelphia Eagles quarterback.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Ugh, stupid Eagles. You know, I'm a Cowboys fan, so anyone in their division is my mortal enemy.
Right.
But I respect his skills. And I was talking to her about his skills.
Mm-hmm.
And she turns and she looks at me and she says, "So he's an alien, huh?" She was mocking me. She was totally mocking me.
I love your wife.
You know, because every time I can't explain something, I'm like, aliens.
Aliens, exactly.
How did that rock get there? It was BC, before Jeebus.
Right, exactly.
Aliens. It turns out that I'm not the only one who believes in aliens, who believes that the truth is out there. A new survey that came out yesterday, over 26,000 people in 24 different countries were asked whether they thought aliens were out there. And 61% said yes.
Yeah. No, I agree. Okay, here's why. Now, the reason why they think it possibly is could possibly be alien technology is because generally this is not the shape of an asteroid. Okay.
Yeah.
And also
that's right. It looks really
It looks
weird.
Like a cigar.
A lot of people have described it as like an interstellar joint.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. That's exactly what it looks like. But for the, you know, because the kids are still in, not in school yet, we'll say a cigar, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so the press release that was put out about it, they said that it could be an interstellar spacecraft because it would be of similar shape so as to reduce friction and damage from space debris.
Okay.
Now, they say most likely it is of natural origin, but sure. They're wondering, why have we never seen one of these before?
Mm-hmm.
Which is
mm-hmm.
why they're kind of like,
Yes, it's because we're on the brink of a nuclear war.
Yeah, and they're coming back to tell us, yo, y'all
and
need
the aliens
to.
Aliens are there to make sure that if it does happen, they can put a stop to it.
Yeah, because that's what aliens do.
Because we're like their little pets.
We are.
And so, yeah.
We're like the Sims to them.
It's exactly.
That's what we are.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, that how do you think we got so far so fast?
That's right.
As a civilization.
Yeah.
Because they planted the seeds in our minds.
That's true. Hey, you know? How come sometimes when you walk into a room, you have no idea why you're there?
Yes.
It's because we're the Sims.
Exactly.
And they haven't decided what you're going to do there yet.
Well, now you're being ridiculous.
So, yeah, that's why they're looking into it, because it's completely, this is like so out of the ordinary. The
uh-huh.
shape is so out of the ordinary. They're like, that's just like weird.
Well, did you see the other day? There was also a photo last week of this object on Mars. You know how we sent a spacecraft up there? It's an object on Mars, and it's like totally like a bowling ball, but it looks more like a cannonball.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, a lot of ancient astronaut theorists believe that it's you know, it's like proof that there was some kind of battle for control of Mars or something back in the day, like a cannonball. But, you know, NASA is like,
pshaw.
The wind.
Yeah.
They kind of shaped it like that.
Except that how come there's no other ones looking like that?
And except that it's the only one of all the other rocks around
it? Around it, yeah, exactly. You know, when I was home earlier this year recovering from surgery, I watched a lot of those ancient astronaut things.
Because,
you know, there's not a whole lot going on during daytime TV.
You're absolutely
woo!
Right.
Woo! Yes. It's like a desert out there.
That. I love how they always work it in. I always wait for that moment when they go, ancient astronaut theorist. Say yes.
Yeah, I know.
I always wait for that. I always see how they're going to work it in.
Yeah, exactly. But there's so many things that like ancient hieroglyphics and ancient cave drawings and things like that. Mm-hmm. And they point it out to you and you go, oh, man, we're in trouble, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're coming back to tell us, you guys have really screwed things up. We brought you all this technology. We helped you build the pyramids.
Yeah. And you're using it for evil.
And look what you're doing.
FYI, according to the survey, Americans are the fourth most likely to believe in aliens after the Russians, the Mexicans, and the Chinese.
Really?
Now, this is fascinating. I'm looking over a slideshow that I found on the internet of the most popular toy for every year.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm in 1961 right now. Slip and Slide was the number one toy in 1961.
Cool.
You ever have one of those?
I did. And I almost killed myself.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was the last time I did that.
did you give yourself some of that burn rash?
Dude, I have zero coordination. ice skating, roller skating, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Not a good idea for me. And then you put something slick under my feet and say, run?
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, no,
The chatter telephone was the most popular toy in 1962.
Oh, I love those.
That was the one that you pulled around.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and the eyes would go this way and that way.
I still have
a noise.
I still have the one that I bought Ryan when he was a kid,
30
years
so
ago.
Cool.
Yeah.
That is so cool. The inventor, this is interesting. The inventor got the idea because he saw his daughter dragging around their telephone like a pet.
Oh, that's cool.
And he was like, hey.
There you go.
One of those aha moments.
And it's never really changed. It still looks the same.
1963, the number one toy was the Easy Bake Oven.
Oh,
who
dude.
Who didn't have an Easy Bake Oven?
Love an Easy Bake Oven.
Now they're like all high tech.
I know. It's
they're not,
the
as
same.
Cool as, you know, cooking, you know, your mud pies under,
with a, light
under
bulb.
A light bulb. That was the way to get infections. Eating mud pies.
Right.
Baked in your Easy Bake Oven.
Right.
1964 was the G.I. Joe doll.
Oh, cool.
1965 was the Wham-O Frisbee. That was the most popular toy in 1965.
Wow.
The Frisbee.
Look how far we've come.
Yeah.
I mean, for a Frisbee, what was it, maybe $5?
Yeah.
And now, I mean, we're spending hundreds of dollars for this year's toy.
And look how little the Frisbee has changed in all these years.
Yeah.
1966, it was the game Twister.
Okay.
Yeah, that's also, if you weren't coordinated.
Yeah, don't even try.
Or if you were easily embarrassed, that was not the game to play. Because, I mean, you could put yourself in, you know, in some really awkward positions.
Yes.
Light Bright was the number one toy in 1967.
I had a Light Bright. I love those.
Originally estimated retail price was $10.
Hmm.
1968 gave us the Hot Wheel.
Hot Wheels.
Oh, Hot Wheels. I talked about the Hot Wheel yesterday. That was my toy, man. That's the toy that I associate my most memorable Christmas with, is the Hot Wheels. 1969, the Lego building sets were the most hot toy for Christmas.
Legos. The work of the devil.
And they still are.
I know. I've got some at my house.
That's what President Trump's going to build a wall with if all else fails. He'll just buy up all the Lego sets in the world.
Actually, all he's going to do is scatter them on the ground because nobody wants to walk across Legos. I mean, come on.
That's a good idea. Just scatter them in the ground overnight.
It's true.
1970 brought us the Nerf ball. 1971, Weebles.
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
You remember Weebles?
Yeah.
Those plastic figurines.
Those are great.
And you're right, they didn't fall down. Tried as I might to prove them wrong. All they did do was weeble and wobble.
That's it.
Uno, the game Uno, the card game Uno.
I've never learned how to play that.
Yeah, no, same here.
And my little sister is like a whiz at Uno. She'll beat anybody, but I don't know how to play it.
I like the pizza.
The
but
pizza?
Not the game. Isn't there a pizza named Uno? An Uno pizza? Something to that effect? Wasn't there? Isn't there? Or am I?
I think you're.
No?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I think you're just hungry.
1972 is when Uno came out. 1973 brought us Shrinky Dinks.
Shrinky Dinks! I love those!
Yeah? I don't remember Shrinky Dinks.
You're kidding. You used to paint them. It was like a little plastic piece, and you used to paint them, and then you'd put them in the oven and bake them.
Oh, wait.
And they would get hard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then what would you do with them?
Hang them or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. You could bake them inside your Easy Bake Oven if you,
you still had
it.
Yeah.
1974, the skateboard was the number one toy over Christmas time.
And I imagine 2 weeks later, the number one reason for emergency room visits.
No doubt, man. Remember the pet rock?
Yes.
That was the hottest toy in 1975. Arguably the most famous, useless product ever invented in the history of toys.
The pet rock. Oh, my God.
Yes. Unbelievable. I wish I would have come up with that.
Right?
The pet rock. We should have tried that with the steak.
Right? The pet steak.
Stretch Armstrong was number one in 1976.
Stretch Armstrong. Oh, my gosh. Remember those things?
Atari in 1977, the game system.
Loved
Atari.
Was
that the
Atari
one that just went back and forth?
Pong. Yeah.
Like a tennis ball? Just
yeah.
Beak,
Pong.
Beak,
I love
beak.
Pong.
That was it? That
you
was
can
it?
Get Pong on your phone. It's so much fun.
And does it still fascinate you like it did back in the day?
Completely, which is why it's on my phone.
I guess when you're at a doctor's office, it's either that or Highlights for Kids.
Anything will work, man.
And I know every joke in Highlights for Kids.
I know.
So, yeah, no. On to the next. 1978 brought us the Star Wars action figures.
Oh, my.
And here we are, all these years later, on the cusp of a brand new Star Wars movie.
It comes out this weekend.
$3 and up is how much these things cost back in 1978.
And now they go for thousands.
Easy. 1979, remember the game Simon?
Simon, yes.
It was an electronic toy, and it tested your memory by playing color patterns, and then you would have to
repeat them back to
the machine.
Yeah.
And then that brings us to 1980, the Rubik's Cube.
Oh, God. Stupid thing.
$1.99.
Nuh-uh, really?
$1.99 it cost back in 1980.
Wow.
I could never master that Rubik's Cube.
No.
Heck, I couldn't even get one side, one color.
No, I couldn't either.
And now you see guys on the internet, like if you Google it on YouTube, you'll find people that do it blindfolded.
Yeah.
They do it, you know, behind their back. They do it upside down.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Those people are not me.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 KISS FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.